USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
One person is dead after a plane crash outside of a Las Vegas Air Force Base. Officials say a plane crashed just outside of Nellis Air Force Base, killing the pilot. The base said the plane was a contractor-operated aircraft and that the crash remains under investigation. And President Biden announced Monday that more funding will be available for states to assist in preparations for natural disasters. Speaking at FEMA headquarters, Biden said that the funds available will be doubled.
Today, I'm announcing that FEMA is going to make a $1 billion available to the states, territories, tribes, and rural communities through the Building Resilience Infrastructure and Communities Program, so-called BRIC program. That's going to double the funding available from last year, and it's going to help communities.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
The U.S. State Department issued a new advisory on Monday warning Americans against traveling to Japan, coming about 8 weeks ahead of the Tokyo Olympics. The do not travel warning comes as Japan deals with a new wave of COVID infections being attributed to the spread of variants of the virus. 9 prefectures, including Tokyo, are currently under a state of emergency, which is expected to last until late June. IOC officials said last week they are planning on the games to go on, even under a state of emergency. The warning coming as doctors in Japan have been calling for the games to be canceled, fearing a massive spike in infections. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he is concerned about Japan's low vaccination rate. The White House's chief medical advisor tells CNBC that he'd like to see vaccination efforts there improve.
Well, I mean, if you have such a low level of vaccination, of course there's a concern. That's up to the Japanese authorities, what they're going to do in their country during the Olympic season. So I would hope that more people get vaccinated because that low percent is really concerning.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The White House and Republican lawmakers appear to be drifting apart when it comes to a compromise on President Biden's infrastructure spending proposal. The administration recently reduced the price tag of the bill to $1.7 trillion, but Republicans say the cost is still too high. Representative Nancy Mace says she's doubtful a deal is possible. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that too many aspects of the president's bill have nothing to do with the vital infrastructure projects that need to be funded.
President Biden, he's just playing footsie with Senate Republicans right now. He left all of the horrible Green New Deal spending that's in there, environmental justice and social justice, that has absolutely nothing to do with traditional infrastructure. And I drove my kids this morning to school and dropped them off, and I sat in traffic for quite some time this morning. I understand, like every other working American out there, everyone that has to take their kids to school, that those things have nothing to do with our roads and bridges. And they've got to trim down the bill. At $1.7 trillion, you're still going to have one of the largest tax hikes in American history to pay for it. They refuse to cut spending anywhere else. And this is critical for our nation's future.
And the U.S. State Department issued a new advisory on Monday warning Americans against traveling to Japan about 8 weeks ahead of the Tokyo Olympics. The do not travel warning comes as Japan deals with a new wave of COVID infections attributed to the spread of variants of the virus. 9 prefectures, including Tokyo, are currently under a state of emergency, which is expected to last until late June. IOC officials said last week that they're planning on the games to go on, even under a state of emergency. The Summer Olympics are set to open on July 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.